This is the audio presentation covering the assignment in Greek Lesson 14. Please open your textbook to page 233. This lesson focuses on suffixes used primarily in science and technology. The first pair, meter, M-E-T-E-R, and metry, M-E-T-R-Y, are extensions of the base, meter, M-E-T-R, meaning measure, which you should add to your list of things to memorize. You'll need that base to analyze words like symmetry. See sentence 5 of this assignment. Also, let's add another variant of this suffix, hyphen, M-E-T-R, hyphen, which looks just like the base, but this variant is used when it's followed by another suffix, such as ic, as in metric, M-E-T-R-I-C. All these forms are really a combination of two classical elements. The base me, M-E, meaning measure. This base shows up in English words like measure and meal. Meal originally referring to food provided at an appointed or after a measured amount of time. Plus the suffix tron, T-R-O-N, or just T-R, meaning an instrument for. In this case, an instrument for measuring, which is what the base meter and the suffix meter really mean. Much the same holds true for the suffixes graph, G-R-A-P-H, graphy, G-R-A-P-H-Y, and gram, G-R-A-M, all of which refer to writing one way or another. They come from a base gra, G-R-A, or graph, G-R-A-P-H, meaning write. Please put that base also on your to-memorize list. You'll need it for words like paragraph and anagram. The Greek base graph originally meant to scratch, as did the English word write. You can almost hear that sense if you reinsert the W at the beginning of our word. Write. That's some onomatopoeia, wouldn't you say? Thus, both write and graph make it clear that early forms of written words were scratched onto surfaces like tree bark or stone. Finally, the suffix scope, S-C-O-P-E, is a close cousin of the base scope, S-C-O-P, meaning watch, look, or view. A word like periscope requires that you interpret this form as a base. On to the bases then for this lesson. The first, bar, B-A-R, meaning weight or pressure, is not to be confused with another Greek base, barbar, B-A-R-B-A-R, meaning foreigner, which gives us words like barbarian and barbaric. Ayres does not include this barbar base in his book. Note that bar's sense weight implies put pressure on, and things under pressure tend to go low. So add low as a meaning here. This connotation is applied to the human voice. What is one of the lower male singing registers? A baritone. Skipping down a few items on this list, be careful to distinguish between the Greek base ora, O-R-A, meaning see, and its Latin look-alike or, O-R, meaning plead. They are not related. The Greek base ora is often combined with the suffix ma, m-a, creating the double suffix orama, o-r-a-m-a, as in panorama, literally the result of looking, ora, all around, pan. Because the all-around sense of orama implies hugeness and spectacle, it has been carried into a number of revolting hybrids, usually referring to big splashy events like a boat-a-rama, motorama, chuck-a-rama, yuck-a-rama. Even their non-hybrid kin like glamorama, cinerama, and dramarama are disgusting. To end this lesson, please add the form phos, P-H-O-S, to the base phot, P-H-O-T, meaning light. You'll need that form to etymologize words like phosphorus or phosphate. What does phosphorus literally do? It brings for light, phos. The element is highly reactive and glows when exposed to oxygen. And that's it for this Audiorama presentation. Short is sweet. Happy etymologizing!